I'm Brian Burkhart with a WEKU Daily News podcast for December 18, 2025. Ongoing discussions between the Northeast Kentucky town of Maysville and an undisclosed company for a proposed data center have some residents pushing back against the secrecy of the project. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The town's planning commission is reviewing a proposal that would rezone thousands of acres of land near town for industrial use. It's the first step in developing the project. Non-disclosure agreements signed by town leaders have left residents with little information about the project, including who's behind it and its impact on the environment. Max Moran is the director of We Are Mason County, Kentucky, a grassroots organization made to address those concerns.
We've been told they want to be a good neighbor and, they'll follow zoning rules and everything. Well, if they want to say all this, then let's see who they are so we, as the community, can make sure they actually are a good neighbor.
Local officials are touting the center as an engine for economic growth. They say it would create hundreds of jobs and invest millions into water infrastructure. I'm Shepard Snyder in Maysville.
City officials in London passed a budget amendment that Mayor Randall Weddle says would lay off more than 50 city employees at the beginning of the year, including the entire fire department. The ordinance passed amid an ongoing conflict between the mayor and the London City Council. Weddle argued that previous readings of the ordinance were invalid.
That's coming out to 101 years of service that's being removed out of the city. So it ain't new people that's just been impacted by this, but it's also going to be people that's been here for a long time.
Council members say many of those positions were created illegally. They argue that Weddle had abused his power as mayor and that he hired workers without their approval. Weddle still has the power to veto the ordinance, which the council can override in a special meeting. Jess Clark covers education for the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. As we close out 2025, here are Clark's highlights.
Top of mind for me is definitely Dig Season 3. That's our investigative podcast, and this season uncovers 18 years of allegations of child sex abuse by two former Louisville educators.
They failed us, just like everybody else failed us.
I cannot go on and live my life knowing that it could be somebody else's little 13-year-old baby right now.
Our end goal is to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else by these two people.
I spent the vast majority of my time this year devoted to this project and to getting to know the alleged survivors. Educator sexual misconduct is a tough topic, but unfortunately a very real phenomenon. Another major story I covered this year was the selection of the new Jefferson County Public Schools Superintendent, Brian Yearwood.
I'm just deeply grateful for the trust that has been placed in me to serve in such a remarkable community.
The school board went against the teachers' union on this pick and say they were impressed with his financial chops at a time when the district is facing the end of that federal infusion of COVID relief funds. And Yearwood is already making waves, announcing that the district's budget shortfall is much, much bigger than was predicted by staff under the previous superintendent, Marty Polio. Speaking of Polio, one story that got a lot of attention was about the billboard along I-65 downtown thanking him for his service as he approached retirement this summer. We found out it was paid for with about $7,000 from a large donation meant to support low-income students. Our reporting sparked a board inquiry into the spending of that $20 million grant. I'm Jess Clark, and that's my year in review. Thanks for listening.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Power Plant Reliability Act on Tuesday by a vote of 222 to 202. Two members of Kentucky's six-member delegation, Democrat Morgan McGarvey and Republican Thomas Massey, voted no. The bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Morgan Griffith of Virginia, would allow states to petition the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to order a power plant to stay in operation. It would require power companies to issue a five-year public notice ahead of any power plant closure. The bill is aimed at slowing the retirement of coal plants in particular, which have become less competitive with natural gas and increasingly renewable energy. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.